Welcome in, City Councilman Ty Lucas. Councilman Lucas, good to see you after the COVID-19 quarantining.
Well, good morning. It is so nice to be here and to see things starting to a little bit get back to normal.
Back to what normal may be here in the coming weeks and coming months. So, good to have you in the studio again.
No, it's great to be here. Beautiful day in downtown North Platte.
Absolutely, and you and I were talking, before we dive into some city issues, let's talk about some positive city news here. Downtown North Platte looking beautiful. Our renovation projects are looking like, you know, there's an end in sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for these much-needed repairs, but yet ones that can be kind of frustrating for our local business owners and businessmen and women.
Yeah, it might be the only one of the few handful of good things about the COVID-19 stuff is, I guess, if you were going to shut your downtown infrastructure partially down to do some construction work, it's probably as good a time to do it as any because traffic's just slower. But no, it's fun. I was just this morning I was looking around. I was looking at the sign for the Cedar Room and looking at the work that's going on. Those guys are working hard early this morning. You can start to see what it's going to look like. You know, I've seen the drawings and the plans for what it's going to look like, but you're really starting to be able to see what the end product's going to be, and it's going to be game changing for North Platte. It's going to be something of tremendous pride to North Platte, and I can just imagine the vibrance that's going to be downtown once all this is completed.
Now, speaking of game-changing, keeping up with some local news here, we know that your beginnings at inner working of government started with the Planning Commission, and we know that you've had a very good working relationship with the Chamber and Development Corporation here for the City of North Platte. And it was announced last week by Gary and the crew at the Chamber that the Rail Park making some exciting progress with securing some possible land in the Hershey area. So what are your thoughts on that, Councilman Lucas?
Well, it's a nice step. I mean, it's just a step in the progression of economic development. Economic development is something that takes years, and it takes strategy, and it takes one step at a time to put yourself in a position for your community to grow. And, you know, at this point, I wish we had an announcement of 50 new high-quality jobs, but this is a first step in hitting that. This is something, you know, I was on the Chamber and Development Board years ago and was there at the time that Mr. Pearson was hired. And I know at that point in time, we were having a lot of discussions with Union Pacific about how to allow manufacturing near the rail, thinking, hey, rail is one of North Platte's great assets. How do we leverage that to create quality jobs? Well, at that time, Union Pacific was trying to move. They weren't as interested in the interruption of traffic. But I think as the coal business has declined and as their overall business has become more difficult to generate revenue, they've become much more open-minded about access points. Mm-hmm. And so, again, this is just the first step, you know, where we really have the high fives and was when we announced that 50 or 100 quality jobs. That's when you celebrate. But in the meantime, this is a step in a very, very positive direction because we do have an identified spot. And so if you look at what North Platte now has in inventory, we have some lower cost lots that are in the floodplain in that industrial park out on East Phillip. That translates well for somebody that needs maybe land but not structures. You've got the industrial park that's out there in the area around that, out by the Walmart DC, which gives you a great property for logistics. And now all of a sudden we have land that could be readily developed for rail access. And so we're starting to get the infrastructure, I think, in good order to have the city continue to be more competitive for economic development.
It's a step in the right direction, and I don't know if you heard last week I did an interview with Mayor Livingston and talking about this rail park. And even though the rail park itself may not sit inside the North Platte city limits, even if it sits just outside and it sits with anywhere within Lincoln County, it's going to be great for the city of North Platte, even if it sits just outside our city limits.
Oh, yes. I mean, at the end of the day, economic development is about job creation. Mm-hmm. Job creation is what grows your economy and ultimately what grows your population and ultimately what shrinks your tax base. Mm-hmm. Quality job creation is number one. Now, what's difficult is how do you get quality job creation? I mean, in my opinion, as a community of our size, the competitive environment, I mean, there's thousands of communities cities that are the size and dynamics of North Platte, Nebraska. And so you really have to have the full offering. You have to have high-quality health care. You have to have a good school system with choices. You have to have an entertainment district with some historic aspects. You've got to have wellness and recreation, and you've got to have good affordable housing. If you can bring all that to the table, and then you also have the places where companies can locate, you will attract quality, good jobs over time. But I'm telling you, I've met with enough of these site selectors and large business over time. There's a lot of communities out there just like North Platte, and if you're not hitting on all of those cylinders, it's very, very difficult to bring new quality jobs into the community. The exciting thing is this is just another step in having that full array of things that you have to have a very attractive community.
As you mentioned, it's a step in the right direction. It might be a small step, but a step in the right direction nonetheless. So,
very positive. And I think, you know, the cry from the community right now is more quality jobs. I think as Union Pacific continues to downsize their workforce, how do they replace that income? I mean, they need to feed their families and meet their obligations and want to live a good quality life. And so replacement jobs is absolutely the key. The hard part is it's just not that easy. It's a very tough world to recruit new companies into the community. So, yes, this is a very, very positive step.
Well, and I think Gary's mentioned it a few times here on the air, and he's even mentioned it with numerous people here throughout the city. This is something that UP was not open to doing until as of recent. It was maybe about a year ago that Union Pacific came around to the idea because, let's face it, the city and the chamber has been open to it for many years. But Union Pacific has just now come around to it, like you mentioned, for a wide variety of reasons.
Yeah, if you go back 5, 6, 7 years ago, this was a topic that we were really working on because there was a lot of manufacturing going on that needed rail access. And I would tell you also transloading is going to become a huge industry. And I know it's one of the industries that Nebraska has targeted as a growth area. And for those who aren't familiar with transloading, that's the process of getting goods placed from truck to train and the movement between truck and train. Well, North Platte and Grand Island really set up perfectly for transloading. But historically, the Union Pacific wanted, I think, those access points at least 20 or 25 miles away from North Platte so it didn't disrupt the traffic in this area. So I think the fact that Union Pacific has become more open-minded to that and Gary and Mayor Livingston have continued to build those relationships with Union Pacific is really a positive direction, because there's no doubt that jobs that can replace people that lose jobs at Union Pacific is our community's biggest issue right now.
Oh, absolutely. It all comes back to jobs. So, again, we have City Councilman Ty Lukash joining us here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. And looking at it, Councilman Lukash, relatively light council agenda for tonight's meeting.
Yeah, we get a little bit of a break tonight, a little lighter agenda, but we had a pretty heavy lifting one last meeting, so maybe we need a little breather.
Kind of evens itself out, of course. At last city council meeting, the big headline was the TIF project and the TIF development. And talking off the air was something that we wanted to talk about this morning here on Mugs in the Morning, because you're in a unique position. You were the only councilman voting for that at the final vote.
Yeah, I kind of felt like the lone guy on the hill on that one, but that's okay. I certainly respect the position of the other council members. You know, TIF is always a controversial project. Anytime you have TIF, it's hard because it's an art and it's not a science and it's not black and white. You know, TIF costs the community nothing, and it is only net positive if you make good decisions on it. So if TIF gets used for things that would not happen otherwise, or replacement projects wouldn't happen otherwise, TIF is an all net positive. If you grant it to projects that would happen anyways, well, then you just gave away taxpayer money. And so it's definitely an art, because you really have to try to make judgment on whether things would naturally occur versus not naturally occur. This particular discussion was an interesting one. I mean, there's no doubt that if you go out to that area, that it doesn't generally meet what people would imagine as a blight and substandard area. I talked to a number of the residents on Sugarberry, and what was interesting about that is there was a petition that the Sugarberry residents had signed, but a lot of those were multiple people from the same house, and it was just a little over 50% that we're concerned about it, which one thing I've learned with that is when you assess a neighborhood and how they feel about something, you need to talk to and not just talk to maybe people that are against it, but sometimes figure out who's for things too.
Sure.
Because some obviously, if somebody's passionately against something, they tend to be more vocal, mm-hmm. And to provide more information than maybe somebody who's more passively in favor of something.
Yep.
And so when I did the research, I learned that neighborhood was fairly divided on the issue, and I also learned that many of the residents who were against it didn't fully understand that blight and substandard designation would not hurt their property values or their ability to sell their homes in the future, and could actually be a net positive for that area. So, yeah, it was an interesting discussion. I mean, I can understand why philosophically people would feel TIF's not right in that area. The reason I voted in favor of it is it goes back to the pillars that I believe in and the pillars that I ran on, and that is back to what I said earlier, that for our community to grow and for our tax base to ultimately grow to the point where our taxes go down, we have to be strong in healthcare, schools, entertainment and retail, wellness and recreation, and housing. And if I look at the cost to put in those lots today, it for any developer, it's a net backwards. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just went in because the city doesn't pay for those streets and sewer and water, infrastructure, light poles, you know, that's all done by the developer, and I just don't think you can make it economically feasible today. So I feel that we still need new housing stock in this town. I think the new houses that we have been very positive to our housing market, and so I was in favor of it.
And I know that there was a lot of individuals that made it to the council meeting, had their opinions heard. Really want to commend them, but also commend Mayor Livingston, because he let each individual speak more than one time for a couple of individuals. And even after it was technically closed off to the public, it was just open for city council discussion, he let a few individuals speak. So it just goes to show that we do have a mayor that wants to hear from the public when they are present at city council.
Yeah, the people from the neighborhood were very professional and expressed their concerns in a very fair manner. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with all of them, but you know, I listened to everything that everybody said. Also, I talked to several of them after the meeting, and we had good discussions about pros and cons of the project. It was interesting because I think some of them were just really concerned that a blight and substandard designation would hurt their or their ability to sell their homes, and others were just more concerned philosophically about using TIF in that area. One that after the council meeting is that I've talked to numerous appraisers and working around mortgage lending most of my career. The blight and substandard designation is truly an economic development designation. A community is like ours in Nebraska is able to select 35% of our community as a designated blight and substandard area as long as it meets the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a community, what you have to think about is many things when you designate those areas, because you need to think about where development where people want development to happen, mm-hmm. where your infrastructure is in place, where your schools are in place, and then also anything that would help any areas that are older or more run down at the same time. And so there's a careful balance there. But yeah, I thought it was a great exercise in government. The residents came and expressed their concerns. The city council listened. We all made our decision. I was the one who was in favor of it, and the other seven were against it. And so, you know, sometimes you win things you believe in, and sometimes you don't.
Absolutely, yeah. And one, commend you, too, for sticking your guns with that, even though it was pretty clear when discussion ended. We kind of knew where some votes were going to lie. We didn't know exactly where all the council votes were going to lie, but it seemed like there were some individuals that you knew were pretty for or against it. And there were some that we knew what their opinions would be going into the council meeting, as you do with any local issue such as the one we had. So, and commend the folks from the area that came in and had their opinions heard and had their concerns addressed as well. And Councilman Lucas, you can speak to this greater than what I can, but blighted and substandard does not mean that we're indicating or insinuating that an area is run down or that an area is, I guess, trashy, for lack of a better term.
Right. I mean, my perspective on that is that designation is our community's right under local control, subject to the laws of Nebraska, to designate up to 35% of our community four areas for that. It's nothing more than an economic development designation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is the name that goes with it is, you know, it's called blight and substandard, and that goes back to the old constitutional amendment related to this. And I think when the that was passed, it truly was focused on taking substandard looking areas and revitalizing them.
Sure.
It evolved into more of an economic development tool. And we just don't have lots of other options, and it works very well for economic development. Like if you take this case here, Mr. Wilkinson came in and proposed to do a cul-de-sac, which would put nice, very marketable homes on our market. Those homes would probably be in the $260,000 to $300,000 range. Well, that's at the upper end of our housing market. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen is that people would buy those homes and then they would open up the $100,000, $125,000, maybe to $200,000 market, which gives us some great workforce housing. And so I was in favor of it just because I didn't think that the project had good economic feasibility without it. And so TIF becomes a wonderful tool to use to make things happen that otherwise wouldn't, that ultimately helps your overall tax base. And we've seen that. The projects that North Platte's TIFed in the past, the majority of them now are back on the full tax rolls and make a significant contribution to our budget every year.
Councilman Lucas, what else do you want to cover this morning, sir?
You know, maybe the only other thing that I'll bring up real quick is that there's no doubt that the COVID-19, the pandemic issues, are going to be difficult on the city budget. And I've had a number of constituents ask me about that. To give you some numbers, sales tax is about $8 million of this year's $32 million budget. So it's a fourth of our overall revenue. And there's no doubt that we're probably going to see some declines in sales tax and other revenues at the city. Now, it's still a little bit unknown because it looks like there's more redirection of consumer spending going on than there is elimination of it. But I still think overall we're going to see sales tax declines. And so I know that the mayor and the city administrator and the department heads are very focused on this, but this budget session is going to be a grind. It's going to be a grind because revenue is going to be challenging. And so we're going to have a lot of tough conversations, but I think that first and foremost, our city needs to continue to be fiscally responsible, and we need to protect our taxpayers' pocketbooks here too, because everybody is feeling the effects of this issue.
Now, you did mention COVID-19, and Councilman Lucas, we mentioned, you know, we had you coming in on a regular schedule before the virus hit, and then life happened and changed life for so many individuals, including yourself. But this is the first time we've had you on the program since we had our new city administrator officially taking office. What are your thoughts thus far on Mr. Kibben, and how's your working relationship been with the individual?
Well, good. I'm still just getting to know Mr. Kibben, but I've been very impressed with him. You know, I'm a big believer in hiring for talent and work ethic and personality that fits your culture.
Sure.
And then training them to do the job and helping a good orientation to do the job. And so I've had a number of people ask me about, well, he wasn't a city administrator, and is he going to be able to learn this? And I would tell you that from what I've seen so far, I think his background will serve our community very well. His background in development and construction, you know, the city of Laramie has gone through tremendous change. If you haven't seen what's gone on in Laramie the last 5 years, you should stop in. It's a wonderful place to visit, and he had an important role in that. So, no, I'm very, very excited to have him here. And he brings I haven't met his family yet, but it sounds like he's bringing a great young family to North Platte. So we're excited to have him here.
Now, Councilman Lucas, if there's any of your constituents in the second ward that want to reach out to you, or any individual here for the city of North Platte that has a concern, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, give me a call, 534-5987, and I work during the normal work days, but if you leave me a message, I'll always return your call as quickly as I can. I usually return all calls on Saturday mornings, but if it's something more time-sensitive, I'll certainly try to get back to you sooner. But yeah, please feel welcome to give me a call and tell me what you think about things. I've had a lot of interesting conversations with people over the last month. Some have scared me because of how much concern and negativity there is out there, and some of them have inspired me by how people take a tough situation like this pandemic and use it to propel themselves into a better direction. And so it's a very challenging time right now. So, yeah, please give me a call and let me know what you think about things.
Well, Ty, as always, we appreciate the time, and good to have you back in the studio, my friend.
It is great to be here and great to see you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this.